Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, welcome back to another hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLI, 1-877-DOCTORDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you got spanked when you were in school? I did, a lot. And one of the reasons why is I would be class clown. I was in the back of class, making stupid jokes. I thought what I had to say was funny. Kind of prevented me from getting bullied a lot because I made people laugh. Hard to dislike the person who makes you laugh, although trust me, there were people that hated my butt. Then the teacher would be like, Dahlia, get up here. Like, oh man. And then I have to be up there, again, center of attention, and then make me, you got to keep your pants on, but then they would spank you with a paddle or a, one of my teachers had a cane. Now, I went to 12 schools. So I went to, well, not a class in kindergarten. I went to one place for kindergarten in first grade, second grade, third grade. I went to two schools for fourth grade, two schools for fifth grade, two schools for sixth grade, then seventh, eighth, one school for seventh, one for eighth, two schools for eighth, and then I went to four high schools. And so I was spanked, and it wasn't just one school district. I pretty much spanned of those 12 schools, two school districts for most of them, and there was spanking in both of them. And there was spanking when I was really in grade to middle school. So I think from fourth to sixth grade was when I would get spanked in school. So that would equate to the 80s. It was the 80s. And everybody would laugh. The kids would laugh. It wasn't like, oh, no. And I guess the reason why I didn't mind it is because, you know, when you get whooped, you know, for real, at home, that's not fun. So a school spanking was nothing. You know, I'm like, okay, you know what? You need to kind of clue my parents in because this is much easier. But listen, back then, that's what kids would get a whooping. That's what happened. And so the spanking, though, I thought, even as a kid, was absolutely useless. I didn't fear it. It gave me more attention. Not that I really wanted the attention. I just wanted to make people laugh. But when I would, you know, rather than it being the walk of shame, walking back down, you know, people like, good job. What'd you get in trouble for? What I told them, oh, that was a good one. What did make me cry was the dunce cap. In second grade, Mr. Eby, my art teacher, made me wear a dunce cap. Now, I was only 7 at the time, so I started crying. So I'm sitting there with the dunce cap, and I'm crying, and the kids weren't mean. They weren't mean. They were kind of, you know, they kind of felt bad because I'm just sitting there crying. But when you get spanked, you know, they're like, you know, your friends are screaming stuff in the back, and the teacher's like, you get it too. So then the quiet, I hated the quiet room when people had to be quiet when you got spanked. But anyway, you would think that went away with the 80s. You know, once all the, you know, hairdos and all, no, apparently it's still legal. One source, now mind you, this was taken from 2016, says 19 U.S. states currently allow public school personnel to use corporal punishment, which means spanking, to discipline children from the time they start preschool until the 12th grade. Now, in 2016, those states were Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Wyoming. Now, a recent source, according to U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, said that right now we have 23 states that have expressly prohibited it. Well, which implies we still have another 27 states that allow it. So now 96% of public schools say we don't do it. We don't strike students. But apparently there still are. And they say black and disabled children, according to the CNN, seem to get the most, bear the brunt of the corporal punishment. Kids with disabilities. I don't know if this also includes autism or if they're learning disabilities. So we don't have a breakdown of this, but come on. Okay, we should not be spanking the kids. That does not work. Now, I get, some kids, I tried to do the timeout thing. The timeout thing did not work with my kids. Now, I told you the first time I had to spank my son when he wanted to go to this white van, saying it was a ice cream. This girl comes up to him at the park, said, let's go get ice cream. And she wants to walk him to this white van. And I said, no, mommy says no, but I'm with the baby. I'm with his younger brother. And while I'm changing the younger brother, I look up and already my son is a football field away with this girl going to this unmarked white van. So I have to leave my baby with a stranger and race and run across the field. I could run at the time to grab him. And I'm like, why didn't you listen to me? You're listening to this little girl who could have been a plant bringing you to this white van and then you'd get killed and you don't listen to me. And I was like, okay, my friends are like, he doesn't fear you. When you say no, he needs to know, whoa, I better not. If my mama says no, it really means no. And so that was the first time he got a spanking. I think he giggled and really didn't do much. So I never really did much spanking with the kids. What really worked was taking away their toy. Taking away. If I at all, when they were teenagers, said, I'm taking away your phone, oh my God, they were on their hands and knees praying for mercy. So thank God I never had to go that far where I had to whoop their butts. But man, should not belong in the schools. If a child is having issues, you contact the parents. If the school feels like that the parents have no care or are not addressing it, then you give that child something productive to do. Make that child do some work. I mean, in the olden days, thank God we don't do this now in terms of health risks, but you used to have to clean erasers. You had to do some work. It wasn't necessarily in front of everybody else. So they're like, all right, after class, you report here. If you don't report here, you'd either have detention or you'd have to do some sort of cleanup or you had to help the custodian. You had to do some sort of work. Now, I don't know if laws are also preventing that because they don't want child labor. But I think there's something a lot more constructive you could do. We also used to have to write on the board, just like Bart Simpson, I will not comment on my teacher's underwear showing, something like that. And then you had to write that 100 times. I still think that's way better than 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, this border issue that we have is obviously very, very concerning when it comes to the lives of the migrants trying to, you know, flee conditions that are unsafe and are dangerous, wanting to come to our land. Understandable. I'm a daughter of an immigrant. But on the flip side, we have wolves in sheep's clothing. We have cartel. We have criminals. We've been told most wanted and terrorists have snuck over the border. And it is our job as America to make sure that we keep Americans safe. This latest story, very, very tragic. A 11-year-old Maria Gonzalez was found dead by her father. When he arrived home August 12th, she had been sexually assaulted and killed by who allegedly is a Guatemalan migrant who entered the U.S. in January. Pasadena Police Department named Juan Carlos Garcia Rodriguez, 18-year-old, as a person of interest and the main suspect in the case, noting a key left behind in the little girl's home was a vital piece of evidence. Authorities in Shreveport, Louisiana, took Rodriguez into custody Saturday after Harris County, Texas officials charged him with capital murder in connection with the girl's death. Police said that Garcia Rodriguez had been residing at the same apartment complex where the victim was found prior to her death. He was there for several weeks, lasting at the complex 2 days after the brutal killing. Garcia Rodriguez is believed to have entered the U.S. in January. He crossed the border in El Paso. He self-surrendered and was 17 years old at the time, and then was let free into the United States. Detectives released a photograph of Garcia Rodriguez with their appeal and offered a $5,000 reward for information leading to his arrest, according to Daily Mail. And sources in the Department of Homeland Security told News Nation that it's believed he may have fled to Mexico before police picked him up on Saturday. So he had been released after entering the U.S. because he had a sponsor in Louisiana. The sponsor typically agrees to provide housing or financial support to a migrant while they are processed. Now, I don't know how much of that is double-checked and enforced. You know, Ellis Island days, you had to have a sponsor or you had to have your own money or, you know, a job already in place. But apparently he had a sponsor. Marie's father called police as soon as he found her daughter's lifeless body under a bed. It was stuffed into a plastic bag, placed inside a clothes hamper, which was then hidden under the bed. Just sick. Disgusting. Whoever allegedly did this. And so, you know, and again, this it doesn't reflect on all migrants, but this is why there has to be vetting. And, you know, and I understand there's murders and rapes that happen, sadly and tragically throughout this country. But we don't need any more on top of that. And anybody coming into this country, my family had to go through a very rigorous process. They had to learn the language. They had to take classes. They had to, there was a lot of oversight. And then they did. They became citizens, paid taxes, worked. And so coming into this country is a process. And it seems like we're just, all right, come in. Here's your date. Go. And we're not vetting. And I get he was 17 when he came across. But you could still have people with mental illness. You could still have people with criminal backgrounds. Or you could have individuals with criminal ideology that we should be able to at least do at minimum, you know, a screen and have some sort of process by which we keep an eye on individuals. I know it's not easy, but if somebody says, well, you can't do it because there's thousands, well, then maybe a day coming in, well, then maybe we need to rethink, you know, letting in thousands a day. If we don't have the infrastructure or the ability to protect our citizens, that's our duty first. It's in our Constitution. We have to protect America first. Now, New York is, I believe, getting thousands of migrants a day. And apparently there were protests this weekend. Hundreds of New Yorkers took to the streets outside a former Staten Island nursing home to protest the proposed transformation into a migrant shelter. Midland Beach's former island shore senior residence is under consideration now to house illegal immigrants in New York City. Now, this is being reported by Washington Examiner. I don't know if we're calling them illegal immigrants anymore. I think we're calling them either undocumented or migrants. But New York City is being inundated. And so, according to the report, they are under consideration to house, quote, illegal immigrants. Now, one protester said, don't call them immigrants, call them illegals. He said, I don't mind people coming here, but they're coming here illegally, and then we have to support them. So you are starting to hear from individuals and you know, cities that, and we know that Mayor Eric Adams has been overwhelmed, many of their facilities. I think they are in the process of building and opening 1,000-bed shelter. But if they're getting 1,000 people a day, that's not going to last very long. So, you know, it's going to be interesting, as I think we have a GOP debate coming up. I'm not sure when a Democrat debate is coming up, but this is obviously a big concern. And, you know, when I speak to individuals of all political parties about this, you know, it's not that any political side is pro what's happening at the border. Many will bring up, well, we don't want deportations deportations. And we don't want, well, there won't be deportations if we have the process well choreographed and tight. If we have the process regimented, then you don't necessarily have to. I know there's that big fear of, yeah, I don't want anybody getting deported. I don't want anybody getting deported. Well, you could still tighten up the border and make sure that we have the processes in place to then hopefully eliminate any need for deportation. Deportation is if you got in illegally. And my concern is, from a medical standpoint, is do we have enough medical facilities and beds? And, you know, we're being told that there's bed shortages, there's provider shortages, there's hospital shortages, there's medication shortages. Well, what are we promising individuals if we can't even take care of our own? We have maternity wards closing down. I mean, we are taking in a lot of migrants who do plan on also having babies and starting a family like anybody else. What's happening? Is it that the hospitals aren't making money? When we were told that some of the hospitals along the border are not getting paid, then are requiring on government funding because many individuals utilizing the hospital don't have money, the hospitals can only last for so long. Our tax dollars can only go so far. And if they keep printing and printing and printing, no wonder we have this inflation. It's not 3%. I'm sorry. I've seen things 20, 30, 40%, even 50% more expensive. So when I tell a patient, you need to get in with a medical provider, and they say every person I call has a 4 to 6 month to 9 month wait. All right, we need to get that fixed. Because you don't want somebody with tuberculosis who has a cough that doesn't go away walking around for 9 months until they finally get seen. People are starting to learn how to do without. They're using telemedicine, but there's only so much we can do. I can't diagnose tuberculosis. You know, you're having a chronic cough. How do I know what you have? How do I know if it's cancer or not? I need to chest x-ray you. And yes, we do have a lot of urgent care, but when people tell me they're waiting 8-9 hours at an urgent care, that's not good medicine. You're having chest pain or a possible heart attack or appendicitis attack. We need you in a hospital. We need someone to evaluate you and say, don't be waiting in our waiting room. So, and if you have migrants who don't have places to live and then they're on the streets, now that's adding to more public health crisis. Not only are they becoming sick, but they could be spreading illness. We really have to fix. We got to clean our own house so that we have individuals that could come in and enjoy the house and be safe in the house and not get sick in the house. But right now it's a mess. And you know, to think that we're making careless decisions at the border who could be killing and raping our children. And I understand it's rare, but it's people are going to revolt. They want our country secure. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center has downgraded what had been Tropical Storm Hillary to a post-tropical cyclone after bringing heavy rainfall to parts of California. Kids in Los Angeles, though, got the day off from school. Officials with the second largest school district in the country say that move was made out of an abundance of caution. The head of FEMA says there are numerous possible reasons why so many are still unaccounted for from the Maui wildfire. Deanne Criswell told CNN State of the Union that other agencies are helping, such as the FBI, Department of Defense, and Department of Health and Human Services. Former President Trump confirming that he will not attend the first Republican presidential debate this week. The former president also left open the possibility that he would skip future primary debates. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we're being told that there are 5 tropical systems right now in the Atlantic Basin as hurricane season is starting to take form. Started a little bit later than we expected. I know Hurricane Hillary, that hit us on the Pacific side. Pacific usually can be more active in El Nino, but during El Nino years, you don't really get a lot of, have not as active a season as a La Nina year, but we are starting to see some activity, and their Hurricane Center, National Hurricane Center, is tracking 5 tropical systems, according to the Washington Post, 2 of which look like they may hit land. So of the 5 systems being tracked, 2 are currently tropical storms. 1 is a remnant tropical storm. 8 days ago, Hurricane Center had nothing in the Atlantic. So the only imminent threat, to the U.S. mainland is an area of low pressure that's kind of right now in the Gulf of Mexico. It could bring tropical storm conditions, including rain and flooding to South Texas between late Monday and Wednesday. Tropical Storm Franklin is already affecting Puerto Rico and is on way towards Dominican Republic and Haiti. That also has the potential. There also is a GERT. We're seeing a tropical storm GERT that's starting to come towards the Caribbean. Emily looks like it might just dissipate out into the Atlantic. So 3 tropical cyclones formed in just 24 hours over the weekend. It was only the 3rd time on record that many storms formed in such a short time. This is according to hurricane expert Michael Lowry, again being reported by the Washington Post. So the Hurricane Center said Monday that an area of low pressure over the central Gulf of Mexico is likely to develop into a tropical depression or tropical storm. I don't think it's going to have enough time to turn into a hurricane. So there is a tropical storm warning issued for South Texas, south of Port O'Connor. Heavy rain expected. Storm surge, of course, could cause flooding along the mouth of the Rio Grande and other areas in the area. So we'll keep you posted on that. Of course, Tropical Storm Franklin, all eyes are on that as it's in the Caribbean Sea. And then I don't have a lot on GERT. Tropical Storm GERT is located 455 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. Maximum winds right now are only 40 miles an hour. You have to be at least 74 miles an hour to be a hurricane. Right now, no threat to land. They think it's just going to weaken. Emily formed Sunday in the Atlantic. We think it's also going to weaken, so we're not as concerned about that. But there is a disturbance in the far eastern Atlantic near the Cabo Verde Islands. They think that will, as it travels west, turn into a tropical depression. So they're saying this tropical activity, usually peak hurricane season is end of August, early September. So they think they might be a little bit early for that. Franklin would be or is the 7th named storm. They said it did form 3 weeks before the average date of the 7th named storm. So originally they said our hurricane activity was going to be not as was going to be below average. Then they upgraded it, saying nope, we're going to upgrade it to maybe close to average. So we'll keep you posted on that. Meanwhile, we are dealing with a lot of flooding. Palm Springs, after Hurricane Hillary, was totally cut off, with people trapped in their homes. 911 had been down. Residents of Cathedral City, immediately south of Palm Springs, experienced a debris flow with significant amounts of mud and sand trapping them in their homes. Firefighters are now going house to house to make sure that people who want to get out can leave. But right now, many individuals are trapped. There are also fears that Burning Man could be washed out. The deserts of Nevada got hit by the storm. I don't know what Burning Man is. I forget. I know it's around this time of year, but now, Lee Canyon Ski Resort had to be evacuated by the National Guard. Roads surrounding the mountain were washed out entirely. Now, Hillary is one of the first ever tropical storms to move into Nevada. We get a lot of monsoon activity coming up from Arizona, but not usually a hurricane that then dissipates into a tropical storm. Southern California, of course, got the brunt of it. It was battered Sunday. There was even an earthquake. I think there was a 5.1 earthquake near Ventura County that hit as well. Residents have been warned that a lot of 911 lines were down around Palm Springs, but I think L.A. County and them have been still okay. But you'll see the videos and you'll see the flooding, and it's pretty significant. And I know people said, gosh, that was much to do about nothing. But no, it really wasn't. Dodger Stadium was surrounded by a moat of rainwater. That's not something you usually see. Now, schools were closed on Monday. 800 flights were canceled. There was also travel disruption at San Diego International Airport, Nevada Harry Reid's Airport, and Phoenix's Sky Harbor Airport. You know, I kind of agree. I know Nevada, you know, still had school, and honestly, we had some rain, nothing to, you know, warrant closing schools down. But California, they kind of need all hands on deck. Sometimes a school closure is not only about the kids' safety, but it's also about they need less people on the roads. Right, taking their kids to school, they need a little less hustle and bustle. You know, people could be home with their kids, and that kind of frees up a little bit of the congestion to allow responders to do. So Hillary is supposed to be clearing out, heading still north through Nevada, and Governor Joe Lombardo had declared a state of emergency due to that. He said his administration is continuing to work diligently with state, federal, tribal, and local partners in preparation and response. Of course, they are worried about flooding. We've even had a boiling water mandate for parts of one county because the water main got affected by the flooding. And of course, airlines had to be affected. Many airlines have waived change fees for flights scheduled through Monday to or from Cabo San Lucas. And so, you know, hopefully, again, you know, we don't have, you know, any major, major tragedies from this, but it was not something that we were expecting here. And there was interesting aftermath. In fact, this was interesting. I'm looking at a truck that I'm not really sure about the caption here. There's a eucalyptus tree that toppled on a car, but I'm seeing a truck that is basically on a wall. Now, I'm not sure how bad the winds were. I didn't know they were moving, you know, trucks, but there's still been some significant damage. So, you know, I was at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians, and you know, they talked about climate change, which is now something that's kind of a part of now the regular conferences. A lot of these conferences now are including climate change. And to be honest, when, you know, these hurricanes come, you know, I would rather see money in the interim or in the acute phase going to, you know, preventing flooding, you know, having better power systems like in Maui so that these poles don't topple, and if they are toppling, shut the power so then they can't ignite. You know, I would like, you know, I think we can always expect weather. I would like to protect the environment, but, you know, there was a lot of talk on, well, you know, maybe we could cut back on our glove use or on our paper use and on our, you know, hurricanes and cyclones and floods have been with us since the dawn of time. And true, I don't want to see an increase in them, and climate activists are saying that this weather is, like the heat, we are having hotter and hotter summers. For Nevada, this was one of our coolest summers yet. I mean, we're in the 70s right now, 80s. It's kind of nice, but, there's climate always changes. And so are we global warming? Are we having climate change? To me, climate always changes. And yes, I do think we need to protect the environment and understand that higher populations affect our food supply, affect our land, may even affect the temperature of the land. But where we need funding to go is water systems that won't break during a flood, levees, better roads. We have an area in Vegas near the Strip that always floods. Why haven't we put money to fix that? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So it's interesting to see some of these big CEOs or owners of these big, huge companies kind of flip-flop when it comes to remote work versus not. We're being told that Mark Zuckerberg, right, who runs Meta, formerly known as Facebook, is cracking down on working from home. We're being told, according to, let me credit, Fortune magazine, that they are going to discipline and crack down on anyone who doesn't abide by the new rule changes. Last week, the Facebook and Instagram parent company Meta laid out the precise details of its return to office mandate in a staff memo. The details were published by Insider, and it described the shift as an in-person time policy. Meta's head of HR, Lori Geller, reiterated that from September 5th, it would be mandatory for all employees, except those with management-approved exemptions, to be back in the office 3 days a week. Now, again, I'm looking at this going, oh, my God, they're still so lucky. I used to, can you imagine 3 days a week getting 2 days at home? That's still amazing. But Meta first told its employees in June that it is going to update its remote work policy. They would be expected to work from their assigned offices at least 3 days a week, a move that did get followed by Google, Apple, Twitter. The social media titan said at the time that this distributed work framework would allow its staff to make more meaningful impact from both the office and at home. And so before, this was a U-turn, because Zuckerberg did brag about their tens of thousands of employees working remotely and that they would be a forward-leaning company on remote work. So, you know, this is, many individuals are trying to plan. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I am having trouble seeing myself in 5 years and 10 years. You know how when you interview, what do you see yourself doing in 5 years? What do you see yourself doing in 10 years? I think most of us have a big problem trying to answer that. Because the world is changing a lot, week to week. All right? You have to be in the office. You can't be in the office. Remote, AI. I don't really know what I'm doing. Do I want to have a home office? Do I want to have an electric car? Do I, you know, but if I'm not going to be, you know, if I have to commute, but they're not going to have electricity for my electric car, do I mean, we need to make some decisions. We kind of want to know what we're looking at in terms of, you know, and in terms of making decisions. Yeah, child care, apparently child care and babysitting has skyrocketed in price. So a lot of parents are like, to heck with that. You know, when somebody works from home and is remote, they're not all lazy. Right? There are some really valid reasons for people to work remote, but there's also people taking advantage. So the valid reasons to work from home is one is you're taking care of a parent, an elderly parent, and you're taking care of a kid. Hell of a lot easier if you could do that from home. Two is maybe you have a medical issue. You have to hit the bathroom when you want to, or you might need to throw up, or you might need to get up and get something to eat, or you might not want to be, you know, stuck in an uncomfortable chair. You could work on your couch. You could work on your bed. So you need that sort of flexibility. Now, another is you live or work in an area where there's crime and you don't feel safe parking and walking 2-3 blocks to get to your work. You know, there's toxicity in the workplace. Why work at a place where people are sleeping with each other and, you know, messing with your job and all that out of sight, out of mind? You just want to do your job and get it done. There's some people like me that actually work really, really well early morning and later at night. And the 2 to 5 p.m., I'm tired. It's my least productive time of day. But I will work well into the night. I do some of my best work late at night. So some people are able to then work in these other hours that they couldn't because on site you have to all close down and leave and security locks up by 5, 6 o'clock. But then you also have other individuals who are double dipping. They're able to work two jobs at home, doing a couple different things at a time. And so, I mean, me, I love my flexibility. Doing telemedicine at home, I could write my books. I could help students with the research. I could do my radio, even though I go to the studio. But I could work on my content. And I love being able to do multiple things. I don't work two full-time jobs and collect salary from people paying me to work full-time jobs. It's per diem. It's independent contracting work. But what some individuals are doing is they're getting two salaries to work from home. Double health insurance, double IRA. Yeah, the bosses are not going to like that. Some people are sleeping in. They're taking a nap. They're able to watch TV. They're working out, hitting the gym during the day, all on the company dime. I can say how many times people are like, let's go to lunch. They're getting paid. But since they don't have to go into work, they have plenty of time to meet, go out to lunch. Well, that's on the company dime. So when studies go, oh, yeah, remote working, we have study after study saying, look how productive people were. In some industries, maybe people were more productive. Like I said, in medicine, to have doctors work 10 o'clock at night, and therefore I am available for my Alabama and Mississippi patients in the middle of the night for them, it's a win-win. But if these companies are like, we're bringing you back, That's meaning they probably don't feel like they're getting the biggest bang for their buck. And it's also a sign that they need to possibly make cuts. You know, right after COVID, trying to get people to work, Biden said, pay them more. Well, paying people more, you have individuals that get huge salary increases, and maybe they deserved them. But now those of us that paid those big rates were like, uh-oh, now what do we do? How do we make that money? Well, what some companies have done is raise the prices of their goods. I'm looking at haircuts, $25 haircuts. For a $6 haircut, it's now up to $25. I'm seeing hamburgers for $19. I wanted to get a salad with a friend of mine, and it was $21 for a salad at just a regular restaurant. Come on, man. $21 for a salad? This isn't a five-star Michelin on the strip place, but that's what they're doing. That's what they're costing right now. I went to the Aces game, and WNBA, fantastic. It was a great game. We lost to the Sharks, but they were still fantastic. It was a fantastic game, but my drink, I got my friend a beer, and I got a seltzer. They were each $17. $17? Come on. So eventually, somebody says to hell with this. So, you know, things might roll back, but if you know, this is Zuckerberg's way of saying, look, you know, if you're really serious about our job, you know, and you're not double dipping, then you'll come in 3 days a week. We're not asking for 40 full hours on the job site. We're only asking for 3 days a week. And if they see people buck it, then that might not be the right person for them. Or that person might need to explain, this is why. I got a kid. I got a mom at home. I always panicked about that. If I had to take care of an aging parent, you know, I remember one of my parents having to quit their job to take care of the aging parent, which made us even more poor. And I always panicked. I'm like, I have to work. How do I do that if I have to take care of an aging parent? How do you do that? So it is nice to have that flexibility, and it could actually allow a lot better home care, for family members and daycare. But it a lot of times is at the cost of, you know, giving it your all at work for some people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.